Up until this year, ITV4 televised, free-to-air, the vast majority of the annual Tour de France bicycle race, which of course included some wonderful shots of the French cities, towns, villages and countryside. So for our sports section, we open it with part of the theme music, which was used to accompany their superb coverage. A young woman who survived a near-fatal car crash is now breaking down boundaries in women's cricket. Charlotte Mandale, 26, has become the youngest ever female chair of a recreational cricket club. This was in 1922 when she took the reins of Puddletown Cricket Club, but her journey was not easy. At 17, she was in a crash that almost took her life, and the doctors told the promising young cricketer she would never walk again, let alone play the game she'd fallen in love with. "I broke my back in 5 places, I broke my wrist, I severed all the nerves in my right knee, so I spent, as I'm sure you can imagine, quite a lengthy period of time in hospital," Charlotte explained. After a long spell in hospital, she began intensive rehab with her physio in Life Health in Westbourne, where she now works, and she learnt to walk again. Now, almost a decade on, Charlotte, who lives near Blandford, is inspiring women and girls across the Dorset cricket community, leading an all-female committee and shaking off the social norms that cricket is a man's game. She's pleased to see how the game has become more accessible to women and girls across Dorset since she started playing as a child. Looking at her role at Puddletown, Charlotte also wants to create an environment where people from all walks of life can enjoy themselves, but admits she does get competitive on match days. "As chair, my main hope is for everyone that they can turn up and enjoy the cricket. I don't mind if they win or lose as long as though they've enjoyed it." Her work has not gone unnoticed on the national stage either. She has been selected as one of 53 women being recognised by the ECB's Raising the Game Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Drive, created to spotlight women changing cricket at every level during the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, which is being held in England at the moment. She added, "Yes, we have all these incredible elite players, but there are so many ways of being involved in a cricket club by just playing."
The Glenmore Girls under-15s football team celebrated a 3-1 victory against St Joseph's RC Academy. The match took place on May the 21st at the Bet365 Stadium, with Glenmore making history as the first team from Glenmore and Winton Academies to win a national final. About 100 staff, students and parents travelled from Bournemouth to Stoke to support the team. The squad are all part of the Glenmore Football Academy and have attributed their success to years of hard work, dedication and commitment.
Marco Rose has confirmed the staff that will come with him to the Cherries as the German becomes the club's new head coach this summer. The new boss is set to bring with him 3 staff members, with the club progressing with contracts and visas for the trio. Rose, in his first interview with AFCB TV, confirmed who would be joining the club alongside him. "There are 2 assistant coaches, Marco, like me, Marco Kurth and Frank Gerdeck," he said. "I met them in Leipzig, or Frank in Mönchengladbach. I'll bring an analysis guy with me, but for me it's very important that everyone knows here that, again, we don't come to explain something. We come here to work together. So, for me it's very important that we get very soon the perfect team who is working together in the same direction with a high energy. And that's what we try to do." Rose said he likes to be hands-on with coaching. "For me," he said, "the best place to be as a coach is on the pitch, not stuck in the office. I love to be on the pitch, and I'm an intensive coach, sometimes a little bit over it, but I try to be always fair, and it's about the players. It's a players' game, so yeah, we need to build a connection with them all."
Chris Billam-Smith defeated Ryan Riziki by technical knockout in a brutal fight in front of a bouncing home crowd crowd at Bournemouth International Centre. Rizicki's corner retired the Canadian after the seventh, after a huge battle between the two. It was a performance where CBS's quality shone through as Rizicki sought to pile on the intensity and he looked for an early stoppage. The two fighters looked drained of energy even early on, but CBS found his target more often than his opponent and gained the upper hand. The sixth round saw CBS land a flurry of punches, and that seemed to get him the upper hand that he never relinquished. Another brutal round in the seventh saw Rizicki land some blows of his own, but he continued to take hits, and eventually his corner threw in the towel.
The Cherries are in the process of appealing after their application for Category 1 academic status was turned down. Category 1 academies give clubs across access to the top young talent in the country, with the additional funding and top-level facilities giving players the best resources to progress. An audit was carried out by the Professional Game Academy Audit Company earlier this year, and it is understood that the refusal was down to a lack of pitches at the club's new performance centre. The performance centre opened last year, with designs of progressing to a top-level academy with the construction of the dome, along with a host of other facilities. Category 1 clubs also need to have minimum budgets, as well as highly qualified staff and education programmes for the players.
I must admit that I let out a gasp when I heard that Andoni Iraola will become Liverpool's new head coach this week, after agreeing to succeed Arne Slot. Negotiations with Iraola have been led by the club's sporting director, Richard Hughes, who was responsible for bringing the Basque to the Premier League when appointing him at Bournemouth 3 years ago. Iraola is set to sign a two-year deal, which aligns with the short-term contracts he had previously penned during his coaching career. The 43-year-old has been identified as the coach who will deliver the front-foot, intense football that Liverpool now favour, after the decision to sack Slot last Saturday, just a year after he won the title in his first season in charge. Crystal Palace, AC Milan and Bayer Leverkusen had all been speaking with Iraola in an attempt to persuade him to take the next step of his career, but the lure of Liverpool won out. Iraola is expected to want to bring his assistant Tommy Elphick, a lifelong Liverpool fan, with him, as well as Pablo de la Torre, Sean Cooper and Tom Webber.
Poole Pirates have confirmed the dates for their Cup semi-final against Berwick. Poole will host the first leg of the tie on Wednesday, June the 24th, before they travel to Northumberland for the deciding leg the following Saturday, June the 27th. The second leg was due to be the day when Poole would head to face the Bandits in the league, but that match will now be rearranged with a date to be confirmed. Pirates are the defending cup holders after their victory over the Red Car Bears last season in the final, with Richard Lawson and Zach Cook starring in the final. The home leg of the semi-final will be the first meeting between Poole and Berwick this season.